Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. Midday show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael.
Okay.
Just went through some of the NFL, or really all the NFL games this weekend. We certainly don't have time to get through all of college football here in week five, Randy. But there's some big ones. We obviously know about the two big ones, Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, Penn State. I don't know if we're giving enough, and not you and me, just in general, enough people are going to be paying attention to this LSU-Ole Miss game. Now, it is 3:30 ABC. I think we'll find out what Lane Kiffin's got there in both Trinidad, Chambliss, and a team overall. Are they good enough to potentially compete for the SEC, win a national championship? And I think we asked the same question for LSU. If you go on the road and win this game, I think you feel pretty good about where you're at, especially considering you're already ranked in the top five.
Did Lane Kiffin's daughter and her dude announce they dating before this game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Good hard launch.
Good for them.
The hard launch, Randy.
Good for them.
Timing
the
a little questionable?
Nah, I think this was all planned, man. You know how these young folks think about stuff like that. It's always planned and you know. Didn't his brother get hurt last week, Bo? Weeks. Don't he have a brother that plays on the team, too? If I'm not mistaken.
There's three of them.
There's three of them,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. One of them, I think, did get hurt.
Yeah, one of them got hurt. Okay. All right. But, yeah, I think, you know, the thing with Ole Miss and Lane is, you know, can Chambliss continue this hot streak? I think that's the biggest thing. He's a dual threat guy.
Has he turned it over yet?
No, he has not. He's a dual threat type runner and thrower of the football. But Lane did come out and say that when Simmons is healthy, he's the guy. Said it yesterday.
Still change.
Exactly, because if they win this game against Ole Miss, I mean, and Chambers plays well, something could change like that. I think thing with LSU, you got to get Nussmeier some help. You got to do something. You got to be able to run the football. They've been high on offense, but they ain't been great. I think defensively, you know, moving Perk around and allowing him to get these different matchups and things, and he's a guy that you might, you know, because of how Chambers runs the football, he could be kind of used as a spy on him and do things like that. But I like Ole Miss at home, but I think LSU's just better. I think LSU's a better football team than Ole Miss.
You surprised that Ole Miss is favored?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. It's in Oxford. It's damn near basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, it'll probably be
a pick 'em by the morning or something like that. But I like LSU to go in there and win that football game.
I know you told me not to do this. Human nature.
Anyways.
What
is human nature about what you're about to do? Go ahead.
I just don't know how good LSU is.
I'm with you.
Because of some of what has happened with some of their opponents.
With Clemson and Florida and all those things. And sometimes I look at it like this. LSU made them look like that.
I agree. Yeah,
but then
so did Georgia Tech and you know, whatever. So did Florida's not good. I think we learned, though, whether or not we overjudge those games, those performances or not in this one. Because
right.
I do think Ole Miss is good with Simmons, without Simmons, with Chambliss, without whoever it is. I think that's a really good Ole Miss team. I don't know if they're capable of winning a championship or the SEC.
They're a good football team.
That's a really good team to go on the road. And if you come out of that, and we asked Roddy, hey, Georgia received some number one votes. I think LSU got one this past week.
I think
if they go on the road, they may get a couple more, depending on what Georgia does to Bama. Also, depending on what happens in this other game, because you got two top six teams, and one of them is going to lose all of their first place votes, depending on how it plays out. Of course, talking about Oregon and Penn State, this one is so interesting to me, Randy, because at the start of the year, I just I didn't really put Oregon in the discussion. I was very concerned about their playmakers due to injury on the outside. They lost Stewart, among others. And I didn't know what they'd get from Dante Moore. This is a guy I saw a lot as a freshman at UCLA, and he looked a lot like a freshman at UCLA. He very clearly is a different quarterback now, surrounded by much better talent. That certainly helps. And if Oregon's offense can get going on the road in Happy Valley, I think they can win this game. But I've been told all season that Penn State is one of the most talented teams in the country. I look forward to finding out.
They got
to
get Allen Singleton all the way involved.
Yes, they do.
If you're Penn State. Running the football. Because the thing with Oregon, they're athletic as hell. You can run the football on them. And I think that if Penn State can establish this run game against them, they can win this football game. Now, when you go back to what Oregon, and we always talk about Oregon, their speed and Dan Lanning and big mm-hmm. games and all those different things, that quarterback they got is going to be us. He's going to be something. And I think the biggest thing with him was that when he went to Oregon, his anticipation was, I'm going to be the starter. But he waited behind Dylan Gabriel and got a little bit more season.
I could not believe he stayed.
Yes, I think a lot of people were surprised. And I think it's incredible. And I think the reason he stayed is, one, he's over-talented. But I think he stayed and he learned. And I think he got more comfortable. And that's why he's playing the way he's playing.
Yep.
But Limer, he's a baller at the running back position. They can do different things because of their speed. Can Penn State, one, rely on that crowd because it's a whiteout. It's going to be rocking.
Mike Conley said it's worth a touchdown.
And I wouldn't doubt that. It's going to be rocking and all those different things. And you look at Moore, still a young quarterback.
Yeah.
Him and going on, this is his first real true road test ever.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
And so he's got to be poised in all of that to be able to go up there and try to get a win. Said it yesterday. Penn State as a 1-point favorite? I'm sorry, 3.5. It's so hard because I like James Franklin, but he hasn't won these games. He has not beat teams who are equal to or better or more talented than him. So, but I like Penn State in this one.
Two things you said that I really, really agree with.
I'm going to go Penn State.
I think running the ball, controlling the clock, slowing down, and leaning on that Oregon defense, trying to get them tired, I think that would be certainly of major advantage to Penn State if they can do that. And then the other thing, and again, quarterbacks are allowed to grow and improve. Dante Moore had a lot of really bad tendencies as a freshman quarterback at UCLA. This is that first game where some of this stuff matters in big moments. Does he panic? And I'm not suggesting that he will, but we have seen guys who, and Randy, you're a boxing fan, you know this. You've seen guys who train and train and train, and then in the midst of a fight, they go back to bad habits.
Yes.
That's the one thing I would be concerned about Dante Moore, is that in this game, if stuff goes wrong, does he revert back to some of the bad habits he had? It's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They may be completely out of his system. They also may not be. And so I'm interested in that. But that's a really, really good game.
At this Tennessee going down to Starkville, 4-0. Talking about the Mississippi State Bulldog, 4:00 game tomorrow.
I don't even have that game written.
I always look at it I wanted to talk about it because it's like, don't let a team beat you twice. You know, that was you know, I know they've had the bye and all those different things. No, they didn't have a bye. But, I mean, you're still thinking about the whole Georgia thing. They'll go down there and smack the hell out of them and them damn Cowbells. Go in and beat them upside the head with them damn Cowbells if you're Tennessee.
Do you want to get more into Georgia-Bama, or do you want to talk about some of these other games?
We can do it at the top of the hour.
Yeah, and we certainly will. Georgia-Alabama, keys to the game on that one coming at 1 o'clock. Noon on Fox, number 21 USC, number 23 Illinois. Some crying and some complaining about the kickoff time, and I understand that, but whatever. That's college football.
Whatever.
I will say this, Jaden Maiava.
He's playing well.
The numbers right now.
He's playing great.
They're better than Caleb Williams the year he won the Heisman,
yes.
Albeit just through four games. Illinois is a ramp up on defense. You're on the road. We'll see if that carries over. I think, again, we'll learn about LSU. We'll learn about Ole Miss. We'll learn about Oregon. We'll learn about Penn State, Georgia, and Bama. I think finally we get to learn about USC in this one.
Well, I think the thing with USC is, you know, again, complaining about the start time. You knew you were going to have these kind of starts when you decided to go to the Big Ten.
That's
so shut the hell up. Can they? I mean, Can they handle the physicality that I think Illinois wants to play with? They sure, damn sure didn't show it last weekend when Illinois kicked them in their mouth. But, I mean, you know, you were just saying the quarterback, I mean, he's been outstanding. Mm-hmm. He's been so good. But they haven't played anybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to a place where, you know, Illinois, that crowd is going to be, because first of all, they lost. They got their ass whooped. And then you got USC coming in. So, you know, USC is still that brand. They might not be that team at all, right, but it's that brand USC. So that place is going to be going.
Because of how
bananas.
That game against Indiana went, I feel like there's a little something extra to prove for Illinois.
They
this
better
one.
Go in that damn game with something to prove. They got.
If you just lost by a field
humiliated.
Goal.
Humiliated.
Yeah. Speaking of Indiana, they're on the road at Iowa. It is a 3:30 game on Peacock. God. It's just a
don't mess
slip.
Around.
Yeah,
don't mess around if you Indiana going up there and going into the fourth quarter.
Iowa's always dangerous, man.
And it's 6-3 going into the fourth quarter. Do not allow Iowa to get you into that ugliness that they want to get you into at that building.
Also at 3:30, number one team in the land as currently ranked, Ohio State. Gets the fight in Andy Bunkers. They're at Washington.
This line was went down too.
Ohio State's more talented, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
I still have questions about the quarterback.
The way DJ Woods is playing, they can run the ball with Coleman. Talking about Washington, I mean, they got some offensive fight. They're going to score on this Ohio State team.
I don't think that's great for Ohio State.
Saying he had just, I mean, he made a couple nice throws in the Texas game, but they really ain't played nobody. Can he? Because one thing about Washington. That home crowd, it's going to be crazy.
If I were the Buckeyes, I would not want to be in a shootout right now.
It's going to be crazy up there in Washington when Ohio State comes into town. Washington can score with anybody. Now, the thing with it is with Ohio State, you got to find a way to steal a possession from them. I like that 7.5, though. That plus 7.5 with the Huskies, I like it.
Notre Dame got anything to be scared about as they travel to Arkansas?
They sure do.
Noon,
Arkansas,
ABC?
Arkansas can score.
Yeah.
Can,
and Notre Dame hadn't figured out their defense yet.
Yeah. Arkansas can damn score can score the ball. Talked about a couple weeks ago with Julian Love. Give him the damn football. And let's see what he does. Coming into the year, I thought he's the best running back in the country. Use him like that.
We talked about Georgia Tech, Wake Forest already. Just do what you're supposed to do. You'll handle business there against Wake. Stop turning the ball over, and you should take this one home. And then last game I'll hit right here, 745 SEC Network. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday, Randy. Kentucky, South Carolina is just – there's no reason to lose it for South Carolina, so don't mess around and lose it.
They need this game so damn bad. Yeah. Their season – is, like, talking about South Carolina, the expectations coming to this season.
It's teetering.
I'm talking about all the way
down. And you could fall all the way down if you drop this one.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.